What's going on, crew? It is today's TIC Chiropractic Conversations. I'm Trent Scheidecker, connecting you to a culture of chiropractic principles, questions, and chiropractors, because we have a special guest today, friend, longtime colleague. We were actually just diving into a colleague conversation for 15 minutes before this, because we have been working together for, I believe, what is it, 8 years now, Danielle, right? 8 years working side by side together.
We've
got the one and only Danielle Berger coming from Duluth. Welcome to today's TIC, Danielle. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Where are you calling in from, Danielle?
I came into my practice here early in good old Duluth, Minnesota. It's a brisk 6 degrees out this morning, March 30th. It's cool, but came in a little early, get a little chat in and start my day.
That's great. And real quick here, because I went to school in Duluth, I have a fond love for that city, and I do know one fact about Duluth: you get a lot of snow up there. So it is March 30th. How many inches of snow do you guys still have on the ground up there? Just give the audience
still
a guess.
Yeah. Oh gosh,
a couple of feet,
4 or 5 feet.
That's crazy. Record snow year for all of us here in Minnesota, if you're listening in from out of the state. But we are going to warm it up in-house here today, because we are giving Danielle some love and attention, and I've been asking her to have this conversation for quite some time, because I am impressed. I'm giving her a round of applause here. Danielle, you just finished your certification with the ICPA. And I know that is no easy feat. I know there's a lot out there that have done it before you, but I want to hear more about this. So if we can jump into that today, that's going to be part of the conversation. But before we get into that ICPA conversation, tell me a little bit about your practice, your focus, your why, for why you show up every day, grinding away at being a chiropractor up in Duluth.
Certainly. So I've been in practice here a little over 7 years, which is kind of wild when you think about it. Those years go very quickly. Love what I do. Come in, I'm here 4 days a week, work really hard while I'm here, go home, spend the weekend with my family, recharge my batteries, come back, do it again. What keeps me coming back in practice is I have fun. It's fun. I see a lot of families, a lot of individuals, a lot of babies, a lot of energy in here, especially in the afternoon. I've got a self-facing window. All the sun comes in. It brings all the good vibes. It's awesome. My mission here at ChiroWave Duluth is really to offer accessible chiropractic care to anybody who's seeking that benefit of regular chiropractic care. So try to make it affordable, convenient, like all the other ChiroWave locations, but just offering that on a more accessible route without some of the middlemen that can muddy some waters when we're talking about improving and promoting our health. So, yeah.
I hear you loud and clear. You know, when you say accessible and convenient and affordable, that's speaking my language. How often do you see your clients, or what type of frequency are your clients coming into your practice?
I see clients anywhere from once a week to minimum once a month. The majority are anywhere from 2 to 4 times a month, I would say, on average. Yeah. For myself, for my family, for my little girl, weekly spinal checks is what we do, sometimes twice a week, depending on how much grief my toddler is giving me. A little more stress, I get an extra a check of my spine that week by a colleague up the road here in Duluth. So certainly take care of myself as well as I do offering it to anybody else that's coming in here. But recommendations are really quite specific to each individual that come in. But I would say on average, anywhere from 2 to 4 times a month.
That's great. That's a big goal to have a practice where you say, I put my foot down and say, if you're not coming in consistently, you're just not a part of this practice. A lot of people may not understand that concept, but when we look at it from a simple terms of consistency is key, consistency is everything. And we want to dive into this ICPA conversation. And I know that you're going to be able to even hit it from the standpoint of why would you even bring a child or a or an infant in to see the chiropractor at such a young age. But again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I want you to take the microphone here today. So tell me what intrigued you with taking on the feat of getting extra certification, extra training, and being a pediatric and paternal chiropractor with a focus on infants and mothers.
Yeah, well, I think with a lot of women, once you yourself become a mother or go through that transition or learning to go, learning more about your body and learning about pregnancy and preconception kind of stuff, you get more interested in it, and you kind of start attracting the people that are also kind of in that season and phase of life. And starting with the ICPA certification courses, there is 19 classes, and I started them in early 2020 with the intent to get them all done throughout that year. There are about 15 of those classes are in-person, weekend-long seminars. So much like everything else, a lot of that in-person stuff had been canceled that year. So what turned into a goal of 1 year ended up being done in about 2.5. So I extended my learning a little bit more. But what got me into it was really just wanting to learn more. I was about 6 years out of chiropractic school, and I just felt like I was ready to start learning again. And I think just with anything else, if you're not learning, what are you doing? Life is about learning and gaining more knowledge and relearning things. So I just felt really ready to start learning again, increasing my communication skills within our community, and just helping to create a healthier generation of those younger kids coming up. So that really fueled my passion. And with each class that I took, I learned more and more and kind of had that that education to share with the individuals coming in and helping to explain to parents the need and importance for the chiropractic care and the consistency for their kids as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, consistency with kids. It is a must. I've got two at home, and I'll tell you what, they're the my own two children are the toughest to nail down to get into my office. And so I notice a drastic difference with my two when they aren't coming in or when they're not able to get in and see me. I have a table at home, but the adjustments are always better at the office for some reason. And for sure, I notice a difference with their quality of life and their functionality. Let's go into a little bit more detail on, I think I would really want to hit home on this infant side, because I am a fan of having kids under care as well. I had a new client just on Tuesday this week. He or she was only, I think, 5 days old. So it was her first adjustment. Mother's been getting adjusted with me for many years and was under care her entire term with baby inside of her. And it was a phenomenal first adjustment. Really saw some cool things take place during the adjustment. But let me ask you this. What did you take away from the ICPA courses and specifics with children and chiropractic?
Oh, so many things. Well, a lot of research is done through the ICPA. And that, for those of you that don't know, the ICPA is the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. They've got a really great website that anybody can go to. It's ICPA4kids.com. And that has a ton of research. It's a lot of practice-based research on kids in chiropractic care, infants in chiropractic care. Talks a lot about like what they came in with, if they had some sort of symptom or not.
Wow. All right. With you finishing up your certification, I guess the main question I have for you with a focus on infants, because I obviously have such a passion for infants and children being under care, what were some of the takeaways that you had from the training and the education that you gleaned from the ICPA around infants being under chiropractic care, Danielle?
A couple of things. One, certainly the technique, how to adjust them, the energy that it takes surrounding those adjustments, and the focus, that 110% focus on on that infant or that child that's in front of you to get them adjusted, get their spine checked, and also the reasons behind it. You know, yes, chiropractic care, regular spinal checks are a phenomenal way to improve and continue the health that you have, but also a lot of the reasons why brand new babies should seriously have their spine checked right after birth as soon as possible. You know, a cervical, the neck in a baby in a normal delivery, normal labor and delivery, has 60 to 90 pounds of force on their head and neck.
That's unbelievable. Huge.
Any mother that has given given birth knows their body goes through a lot, and your baby's head and neck went through all of that.
That's crazy.
All of that, and each vertebrae in a baby's spine is in three cartilage pieces, kind of formed together. So you can about imagine what that amount of force can do to the cartilage. And there's been research done, lots of researchers. One, I've got a research article here. Several years ago, a woman named Viola Freiman, she studied over 1,500 babies in an 8-year period. She evaluated their spine, many within like 24 hours of birth, but most within a week of birth. Now, 10% of those babies had perfect, freely movable skulls and necks. Perfect. 10%. That's it. 10% had severe trauma that was obvious to the naked eye, to anybody who looked at this child would notice it. And the remaining 80% had some sort of sprain or strain on their cranium, their head, their neck, their spine. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's 80%. And I mean, the amount of that 80% that actually have their spine checked and or corrected for those subluxations by a chiropractor is just way too small. Way too small. So what I'm really trying to do in my practice is empower parents to not just, you know, health is not the the absence of symptoms or disease.
Correct.
Right? Health Yep. is your body's expression and how it's expressing itself. Our bodies, we're all born pretty much perfect, right? Into Yep. this loud and cold world. And we start introducing different stressors from there, not just coming through the birth canal or however, you know, you make your entrance into this world, but you're starting learning how to eat, you're learning how to cry. And many people don't realize that the way a baby, you know, when a baby comes through the canal, the birth canal, their skull bones overlap, which is great. We're designed perfectly for that entrance into the world. What brings those skull bones back is by sucking, by crying, by breathing, by doing all of these things. And if a baby's like not having a really good latch, if they're nursing or to a bottle, that can cause so much stress for the baby, for the parents, a lack of sleep, so many things. And with this research article, left uncorrected, this trauma can do, I mean, you think our spinal nerves are like wet spaghetti noodles. They're Yep. so delicate. And when you're talking about an infant whose bones in their spine are in three pieces of cartilage, those need to fuse together over the first 2 years of life. Think of all the milestones that go through in that first 2 years of life. You go from laying around all the time to learning how to sit, to crawl. And when you're crawling, all of those pathways in your brain, your eyes, the proprioception from your hands, your feet, your ankles, they're creating pathways, neurological pathways in your brain. Now, if you have bones, or in a very infant's case, those cartilage pieces that are shifted, not quite where they should be, interfering with that communication your brain is sending to the rest of your body, or the information from their hands as they're gaining that proprioception to their brain, those pathways aren't going to connect. They aren't going to be as healthy as they can be. So birth trauma is a huge reason why I am highly passionate about sharing infants' need for chiropractic care. You don't need to wait until they're having difficulties like latching, or they're having acid reflux symptoms, you know, or they get an earache or something. You don't need to wait until there's something telling you something isn't quite right.
And can you go into detail can you go into detail, just you know, not too far down the rabbit hole, but give the audience, you know, let's say there's a parent listening to this right now, and they're intrigued about this concept of how chiropractic could enhance their little baby's quality of life, but that baby has no symptoms. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between symptomology, such as colic or not latching could be a symptom per se? What's the difference between that and a baby that's like just fine? They're just laying there, they're giggling and all that. Yeah. What's the difference between the two, and why would you want to bring one in to see the chiropractor? Why would you want to bring both of them in to see the chiropractor, regardless of their state of symptomology?
I'm gonna give you a very simple answer. And that is to reset their nervous system after they are born. Like I said, any sort of birth is traumatic to an infant's spine. They may or may not have something that needs to be corrected in their spine, have a vertebral subluxation that needs to be corrected in their spine. However, when they come in, if they do need to have their spine corrected, it's a reset for their nervous system. They were perfect, all tucked in, right? Growing hopefully in a really great space, getting what they needed for nutrition. They came out, they went through that huge stress, a lot of stress, resetting their nervous system back to their factory settings so that their body is in the best place it can to learn how to adapt to all of these new stressors of the outside world.
That's great. And keep going.
Okay. I was just going to say, so often I share with parents who, like, brand new parents or any parents that have brand new babies that they're coming in, I always say, let's give their nervous system a reset to factory settings after being delivered. And you'll likely see or witness a big something after their adjustment within 24 hours. Now, a big something may be a big poop, a big cry, a big sleep, a big nursing or feeding session. It's just a big something, whatever it is their nervous system, their body needed to reset back to those factory settings. So it's just an optimal space to, like I said, just adapt to all of the new cold, loud noises, you know, everything that's going on.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I want to add to that, a lot of people think chiropractors are just back specialists or bone specialists, and I'm hearing it from you, and this is how I communicate and practice as well. We're more neurological based than anything else, and a very tonal concept where we're evaluating the tissue to determine where that tension is increased, and that's that reset button that you're describing, where the tension is too much within the infant's or the baby's spine. That creates a loss of integrity and an actually increased stressor on that neurological system. So now, regardless of the symptom or no symptom, there can still be dysfunction within that little baby's body that you can't see. And what I tell my clients, Danielle, is it's a very common understanding that people realize they go to the doctor to get their checkups on things that they can't feel and they can't see, but they need to know whether or not they've got dysfunction in their body, in certain parts of their body, mostly in organs. And that's what we do as chiropractors. We like to check their spine, which is an organ, for areas of dysfunction. And that's really the basis of bringing your kids in for that reset. What else did you take away from the program that you'd like to share with the audience here today?
Oh, let me just see if there was any. Oh, I've just got a quick story.
Yep. Fire away.
Little girl who I started seeing her mom when she was about 6 months pregnant. This was their first child. Saw mom throughout the remainder of pregnancy. They brought baby in when she was about 4 days old for her first ever adjustment. And she's six now. Okay. They come in on a weekly basis, pretty much very consistently, you know. We've all got vacations and stuff, but fairly consistently on a weekly basis. And just, she's the best. She is the most active girl. She runs, she skis, she jumps, she, you know, does all of the things. It's falling down, jumping. Those are all things that are part of childhood. You have to experience those things for proper development in all aspects. However, she gets adjusted consistently. And I tell you what, Trent, she was in just yesterday. She is a hoot. She goes, Danielle, I've got something. I know it's just not quite right. And it's right here. It's just, it's not right. There's something you're going to have to correct there. I just know it. Wouldn't you know it? She had a subluxation right there. This girl is 6 years old. She is that in tune with her body. And I'm not saying she had a symptom. She's like, oh, my neck hurts. Yep. That, no, that's not what I'm saying. She has been adjusted so consistently for 6 years of her life. She knows. She takes, you know, she's well taken care of. She's a happy, healthy girl. She doesn't have any health issues. But she knew. She is so in tune with her body because her spine, her nervous system is functioning properly the majority of the time. That when there is something that's just not quite right, she knows it.
Yeah, I see that all the time. I had a mother come in with her 10-year-old last week, and mm-hmm. I've been seeing the 10-year-old since he was about four. And he drugged the mom in. He said, Mom, I need to go see Trent. It's time mm-hmm. for my adjustment, because the ability to notice that increased state of tension or tone in certain parts of the spine is a very common, I call it a sign, not a symptom, no mm-hmm. different than having hunger pains telling you it's time to raise your blood sugar because you got to eat something. So very common in practice. And it's great to see that the culture you're creating in your practice is it's generational. It's not for the short term. Hey, let's make a change right now and make you feel better. But let's make a long term change so that people can heal better and have a higher state of well-being. So what else did you want to share about the program and give shout outs about? Because I think there might be even some students on here listening to this and contemplating on whether or not they should sign up for their first seminar.
Yeah, I would say if you are a practicing chiropractor or you're a student and you have any interest at all in expanding your knowledge and your skill set in caring for women throughout pregnancy, how to best support them in different ways, and also caring for infants and children, learning how to deal with those tougher toddlers, you know, that are running around in circles, and how to kind of help wrangle them in and make them excited about their adjustments. Look at the course curriculums, read some of the descriptions, see what intrigues you. Start with one and go from there. You don't have to sign up for the whole series at once. You can start with one. And if that fuels your passion and gets you excited to learn more, keep going. One last thing I will say about kids getting adjusted or infants getting adjusted, more babies and infants specifically, it looks nothing like
correct.
An adult adjustment. There's no noise. There's no quick turning. There's no spinning around. There's nothing. It's babies usually sleep right through it. They just get into a place of ease as those subluxations are corrected. They just kind of melt into you, into the table or the pillow or whatever you're adjusting them on. The pressure used to correct a subluxation in an infant is so minimal. It's like molding clay, really. If you've ever molded clay, or checking the ripeness of a tomato in the grocery store, for example. So it's very, very minimal pressure. They sleep right through it most often. And it's just the most incredible thing to see if you haven't. So any questions, I'm sure I'll be tagged in this or whatever, but shoot me an email.
I got a question for you that I want you to throw out there before we cut this conversation off. And that is, you know, the safety and the validity of bringing your children or infants into seeing a chiropractor is a topic I see online often. I don't hear about it as much in person because the clients I have coming in understand the concept of how safe chiropractic really is for them and themselves. Fill me in on the safety and the necessity of really hitting the nail on the top by saying, hey, chiropractic is a very safe approach, and this is what the ICPA has to stand for it.
I would probably just direct to the practice-based research network on the ICPA website, because there is research gathered from practices just like mine all across the country, all pointing out the safety of chiropractic with infants and children. It talks about, they talk about, you know, what the most common things parents see within their child when they're getting adjusted. I would say just in my practice alone, the biggest feedback I get from parents, babies under care, is that they sleep so much better when they are getting adjusted consistently. If it's been a while since they are adjusted, they can tell they're more restless. They aren't sleeping as soundly, different things like that. But just off the cuff, that's like one thing. But the safetiness has been proven over and over and over again. Of course, any profession has really great professionals and not as great professionals. So I think just with any career, there's always going to be maybe a tiny bit of not so great, but that is not anywhere in the research. So yeah, ICBA for kids, the number 4.com. And then the PBRN, it's the Practice-Based Research Network. And you can find anything you would hope for there for the safety of kids in chiropractic care.
All right. I just want to add to that safety and validity of being under chiropractic care, not just for infants, but adults, all ages. The research is out there. Mm-hmm. Get in, get a professional recommendation on frequency, type of care that needs to be applied with the adjustments. Everyone is looked at as an individual in our offices. And like Danielle said, for the most part, I would stand firm that chiropractors are always trying to do their best. Get your kids in to see Chiro Way of Duluth. If you're listening to this in Duluth, Minnesota, get your kids in to seeing a chiropractor just for a check, right? And you won't be let down on seeing something like Danielle said, because the expression of life is really the name of the game and raising someone's quality of life. Danielle, I want to get you back on here again, and I want to talk moms under care, because I have a passion for that as well. I've got a couple right now that are expecting babies, and I love working with them. And I know there is a very tonal conversation that we can have around that as well, with all the changes that take place in that pelvis. So keep your eyes and ears open for another conversation around maternal chiropractic care coming from Danielle Berger. Do you got anything, closing remarks that you want to share with the audience here today, Danielle?
Not today. Thanks for having me on, though, Trent. I appreciate it. And I look forward to the next podcast record.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day.
Thank you.
There you have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode as I did. Let me know what you enjoyed about it by tagging us at Today's Tick on social media. And if this is your first episode, please subscribe. Leave us a review. Reviews help us spread the message about chiropractic and the location, analysis, and correction of vertebral subluxation. Share this episode with your friends, classmates, and colleagues. Be a champion and send them this episode. As BJ Palmer said, you never know how far-reaching something you think, say, or do today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow. As always, we like to end our episodes with the definition of chiropractic. Chiropractic is a healthcare discipline that recognizes the innate recuperative power of the body to heal itself through identifying and caring for vertebral subluxations due to the relationship between structure and function as coordinated by the neurological system, and how that relationship affects the preservation and restoration of well-being. This information in this podcast is not intended to diagnose, mitigate, or prescribe the use of any technique as a form of treatment for any physical conditions, symptoms, or diseases. Directly consult with a qualified healthcare professional for any chiropractic or medical advice. In addition to the benefits of chiropractic care, one should also be aware of the existence of some risk. Risk associated with some chiropractic care may include soreness, musculoskeletal sprain, strain, and fracture. In addition, there have been reported cases of stroke associated with chiropractic care. research and scientific evidence do not establish a cause and effect relationship between chiropractic care and the occurrence of stroke. Rather, studies indicate that people may be consulting chiropractors when they are in the early stages of a stroke. In essence, there is a stroke already in process. However, you are being informed of this reported risk.